My first guest of this hour is on the line. Unusually, I can see her. Normally, I can only hear her. She is Sobi Twala. She's from Discovery's Bank Enterprise Risk Management. I must say, I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, Sobi, I don't know what you're doing working in a bank. You should be a movie star. That's what I think. But we leave that for another time. I read an article about sometime last week talking about the fact that Discovery Bank was warning South Africans about airline scams, and particularly over this holiday period. Talk to me about this issue, and why did you come out with this warning now?
So thank you so much, Simon, for having me on the line, and just wanted to also greet the hi listeners. So we sent out a communication to our customers, I think some time ago, actually, because we started seeing a trend from a Discovery Bank perspective, although not particularly, obviously, not targeting Discovery Bank clients. It is industry-wide, but we saw that where clients were looking for cheap flights, they went on social media, and through social media, they saw, a pop-up of some cheap flights that they were looking for, and through social media, they click on a link. As usually what we see on our side, what they usually do, what the scammers do, is that once the client clicks on this link, the site that they obviously have visited through social media is fake. It would look like a legitimate site. They then obviously take them out of the social media link to don't continue to chat with their fake agent, with the fake travel agent through WhatsApp. The agent is very professional. They then ask the client to, in terms of what flights they're looking for, provide them all the information, and the client is thinks that they're getting a deal here. Victims are usually deceived into then to be downloading some fake app through obviously chatting to this travel agent. They then request them to download an app which is going to be like an airline app. And through that application, which is sent through a link, it then almost gives the fake agent access to the client's device. And how it happens here, the client is then requested to click that app, and then it downloads. As it downloads, it looks like it's a legitimate flight site. And then through that, the client somehow loses control of their device. What it does show on actually on the device itself, it shows like it's buffering. It shows a buffering screen, like it's loading a page, but then it keeps on loading and keeps on loading. Obviously, the agent is very friendly, tells them to be very patient, and through that, the agent, the fake agent, actually gain access to the client's device. We call it on our end, we call it an overlay attack. It almost puts a top layer of a screen that is buffering, but in the back end, the client's device is still working.
So this is way more serious than I had initially thought. When I saw the initial press release, I just assumed that the loss was confined to the booking of the air ticket and the cost of the particular air ticket involved. You're saying it's way worse than this and way more extensive than this.
Yes, it's very sophisticated, I must say. It's one of the most sophisticated scams that we are dealing with currently from a Discovery Bank perspective, like an industry, like I said. And then once the client is obviously faced with that buffering loading screen in the back end, the scammers then obviously they log on into the client's device. And how they do that, they then tell the client, for their device to show their face. So it means I am now have the device directed at my face. And through doing that, they obviously logging in into the Discovery app. As you know, that through the Discovery app, you need to authenticate with your face or your biometric. And if you do log in with your username and log in, we're still going to require your biometric when you make payments. And the client has authenticated through the app. They do not know that they have authenticated at this stage. The scammers then conduct payments on on the back end, because the session is obviously authenticated, is trusted and authenticated by the client themselves through, or they obviously, the client is not aware this time, but they did authenticate through the banking app. At the back end, the scammers will then conduct some payments. And as the payments go through, the client is also unaware of the fact that they are these funds leaving their accounts, because they cannot see the notifications.
Oh my goodness me. What, just give me a sense of what kind of losses have you experienced in the bank? What kind of losses have your clients experienced?
I think this scam, although it's, you know, we obviously concerned about it, we don't see a lot of cases. However, the value that is lost through this type of scam is high value. Clients have lost hundred thousands of rands.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's we probably get like very few on a monthly basis. It's not as popular as the phishing and the vishing scams. However, the ticket of the actual loss is quite high.
It's terrifying because,
so hence we
because each and every one of us wants a cheaper ticket to Cape Town at the end of the year. So we're going to go and look, and we're going to click on these links. And you are putting the fear of God into me. That is for sure. If this does happen to me, what's the next step? What do I do? How do I? What do you do? Do you alert your bank? How do you handle it?
Yes, you alert us as soon as possible. First of all, I just wanted to obviously warn the listeners to, I think what's very important, as much as you're saying, you know, you want the cheap flight, is to just really pause and think, and do not rush. Don't feel pressurized. If a deal does look too good to be true, especially as we're heading towards Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it is too good to be true. If you are flying to Cape Town for 500 rand, I mean, you're not going to get a ticket for that. Yeah, I think it's just to my advice is to pause and think and to use logic. What scammers usually do is that they will obviously sell you these deals, and they pressurize you to make payments urgently or to act urgently. As much as you have clicked on that social media link, they then take you through that whole journey immediately, because they want to obviously complete the payment on your side. So the rush into acting and doing something immediately is just what scammers usually do. They do prey on that. I think once a client has lost money through this type of a scam, is to contact the bank as soon as possible through 011-324-4444, which is a discovery fraud line.
Okay, well,
we'll
in general terms, absolutely terrifying, but very grateful for you to have for having alerted us to the scam out there, and the fact that it is as prevalent and as widespread as it is. Really value your time this afternoon. Thank you so much, Sobhi Twala of Discovery Bank.
Thank you.